Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Best People We Know show, and we have an amazing guest. How many of you have ever talked to a world-renowned psychic who's also a therapist? Now, how cool is that? Because this is the first interview I've ever had with Vincent Genna, and I am very, very honored and excited to have him share his shine with all of you today. I want to let you know that you can find more about Vincent because you're definitely going to want to do that. We can't cover it all in an hour, so you want to go to his website, which is VincentGenna.com. He also has about 50,000 people that are fans of his on his Facebook page, and I encourage you to go there as well. If you want to connect with me to get a listing of all of our great guests, I would love that. You can go to debscott.com, sign up for my monthly Mind Vitamin newsletter, and you'll get a listing of all of our great guests. And if you have a free Blog Talk Radio page, you can just press that blue button on the left, and then you'll get updates when we have shows. I've spoken to a lot of you, and I know that we have callers already in line. Thank you so much. I know that Vincent's going to be a real blessing to you from New Jersey, LA, California, Georgia, you name it. You're here. So we're going to get to you with that. But I want to tell you, if you don't know about Vincent, because he really has an amazing triple power psychic ability. And what that means is he's authentic, he's gifted, but he has knowledge and experience as a psychotherapist, which I think is phenomenal. And he also has a great big personality. He's very charming. He used to be an actor. He was in the movie, I believe, Grease and a number of other things. So it's going to be a lot of fun today. He combines his early background as a professional actor and singer with his master's in clinical social work. He's also done great work in England, and he's also worked with hospice. How compassionate can you be to have over 500 patients, you know, with you through that dying and transition process? The sum total of his experiences and gifts is going to help all of us today to recognize what is blocking us from healing and attaining our dreams. You know, what are the necessary steps? And the great thing that's unique about Vincent is he's very result-oriented. He's very much of the solution psychic. So he can connect with, you know, your soul, angels, higher levels, guides, and help us remove those blocks. I'm just going to take a quick quote here from his website, which I encourage you to all go to. And this is what Vincent says. He says, "I believe that my true mission and purpose in this life is to use my gifts to transform and heal others by empowering them to stop stopping themselves and instead believe in and love themselves." Thank you so much for being here with us, Vincent. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Deb. I'm excited to be here. It sounds great.
It sounds great. Well, of course, we're the Best People We Know show. We only have the best people here.
I'm not going to argue with that.
You know, I know callers are excited to speak with you, and that's one of the gifts of being here. But I have never interviewed anybody who's been a psychic and a therapist. That is a very unique combination. Tell the listeners about how this makes you so different in helping people really have tremendous healing.
Well, Deb, the reason why I even went back to school to become a psychotherapist is because when I gained these abilities to be a psychic and a medium, I see dead people too. I was 28 years old, and I really didn't want to just, you know, put out there that I was a psychic, you know, with the palm hanging outside my office, you know, Brother Vincent, mm-hmm. you know, next to Sister Sarah on the highway. I wanted even a deeper understanding of the human mind, because if I was going to help people, I needed to know all aspects of them. So I went back to school and I got my bachelor's degree in psychology and then my master's degree in clinical social work. I did all of that studying. I took classes everywhere to improve my abilities, and I studied the human self and mind. And then that's the other reason why I also became a hospice social worker, because I wanted to teach about life. And one of the best ways to know about life is to study the dying. And so all inclusively, I now feel that I've got the expertise, the credibility to really dive in where other psychics and mediums do not go. I go into your psyche, and I'm capable of doing that. I'm capable of opening all of the doors, all of Pandora's boxes that are out there, and help you heal what really needs to be healed. And as a psychotherapist, it takes years to do that, because you're supposed to let them come to the answers, right? And you're peeling away the layers of the onion. But I wanted to go back into being the psychic so I can present them with the answer. I kind of look at us, instead of being an onion, being artichokes. You know, I like that better. I can peel a couple of the layers back, but if I really want to, I can remove all the layers and go right to the heart. That's why I like that. Mm-hmm. And use all of my ability to help you heal what needs to be healed so you can create the life you want. That's why I went into being a psychotherapist.
I love it. And, you know, I don't know about anybody else listening, but I don't have any time to waste. I just want to, like, yeah, let's just cut to the chase and get to the good stuff. I like that analogy versus the onion with the artichoke, just getting right to the heart. You know, one of the things I'm listening to you talking about being a lifelong learner, and I love how you have so much passion and love for enjoying what you're doing and sharing it with others, and you're always learning. And I think that we're always learning about ourselves. I have to ask you, you've been doing this for so many years, and I know you said, you know, with your friend when you were younger, when you were 28 or so, that, you know, you had that prayer to help your friend, and that started it all. But how, after doing this for so many years, thousands and thousands of people around the world with all different nationalities and backgrounds and issues, how has all these readings changed you as a person? What do you think you, as the person you are today, Vincent, would tell the person when you were starting out, you know, before you went to these courses? What's changed about you through all of this?
I'm crazier now. No, I'm
join the club.
at least that's what my wife would say. Actually, no, I got to tell you something funny. You know, my children are so supportive. I've got a daughter and I've got a son and three grandchildren, and they're so supportive of the work I do. But recently my work has expanded to actually communicating with animals and dogs, and helping them heal through song. And one of them is a war dog that the UK came in, UK television, Lion TV came in and filmed a whole documentary on it. Italian TV filmed the whole documentary on it, and we filmed the whole documentary on it. And now, because of that, we were just called by a Belgium zoo to help heal a gorilla that has epilepsy over there. So it was amazing. So while I'm sharing this with my daughter, she turns around and she says, "Wow, that's weird. Dad, you're really getting into some weird stuff." And I'm like, "Honey, I talk to dead people. That's weird to start with. I mean, why talking with living animals is any weirder? I don't know." It's really funny. It's changed me to the point of increasing my love and passion for my brothers and sisters on this earth, increasing my compassion in understanding the pains that they're going through. I see so much of the hurts. I see why people are lashing out. So what this has done for me is given me greater vision into people. I have some spiritual students, and they've asked me, "Vincent, how do we know when we've reached a higher level of spirituality. And I say, okay, it's really easy. While you're watching TV and the news, and you hear some perpetrator went into a building, a school, and shot a bunch of people, where does your first feeling of compassion go? And the majority of them will always say, well, to the victims. And I say, okay, that's one level of spirituality. The higher level of spirituality will be to the perpetrator. Because in order for the perpetrator to have done such a horrible act, he or she would have been having to suffer so much and have such low feelings of self in order to be able to hurt another brother or sister. It's the story of Cain and Abel, which was a metaphysical story for us to understand who we are. So when you start having that higher compassion for the people that are causing the hurt and the pain, that's what's happened within me. I don't say ignore that. You still have to stand for justice and help that person learn, but you don't do it through hatred. You can do it through love because you can forgive them. So that's what has changed within me the most, Deb, to be honest.
Well, that is something that I know I would aspire to do. And, you know, I thank you so much for that beautiful description, because it's good that I think you might have the recording. Is there a background noise? I just want to make sure that you had the background for the show on the volume turned down, because I'm hearing an echo, unless it's your end or Blog Talk Radio with the solar flares.
It's probably Blog Talk Radio, because I'm definitely all the way down. I don't hear me. None of my voice is coming out of any speakers.
Okay. Well, I apologize. Oh, that sounds better now. Okay, so that's very good. I apologize. Hey, we're live, you know? We all go with the flow here in the Best People We Know family.
Oh, totally. I did musical theater for such a long time because I loved live. I loved all the errors and the fun that we have and the tripping and the falling and the forgetting lines. It was beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, this just never a dull moment. But, you know, one of the things that you had said about the different dimensions and having compassion, not only for the victim, but having that higher level for the perpetrator because they're already living in that hell. You know, one of the things that I remember hearing, maybe it was Coast to Coast, where you were saying, George was asking you, well, how many dimensions are there? And you were saying, hey, it's not like you die and you go to the other side and it's all cotton candy. There's you're still you with your personality. So if you're suffering here in this living hell, you're going to continue being like that on the other side. Could you speak to the listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, Deb. I mean, everybody has this omnipotent view of heaven, and that was created obviously by religion at first, particularly Christianity. At the advent of Christianity, with Jesus coming down and talking about life, we got the concept that heaven is better. And then currently, with all your near-death experience stories, you hear about this wonder, this just heaven. And when you get to the other dimension, it's so wondrous there. But one of the things that they miss from the very get-go, the very beginning of this, when Jesus came down here, he did not talk of a place. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Don't look for it in a place. Well, they completely ignore that part. And what he was meaning by that is we have to make it here as well as make it in any other dimension we're in. We take heaven with us. And so our goal is to evolve as high as we can be, whether it's here or whether it's there. Now, your near-death experience people, the other thing that, and the wonderful, wonderful stories, I've worked with Eben Alexander, who wrote Proof of Heaven, and then Anita Morigiani and Dying to Be Me. Those are all fabulous, fabulous stories. But the readers have to understand that anybody who's had a near-death experience has been on the other side for 2 to 3 minutes. That's about it. Not a year, not five, and has come back to now share what the other side is like. So It's like I tell my clients, I tell them this, when you go to a formal affair and you're dressed in your Spanx and tight gown and tight heels and tuxedo and tight shirt and the bow tie and, oh my gosh, you're there for 4 hours, 5 hours, all of the clothes are becoming part of you. You come home after all of that, you strip yourself, you have to help each other out of your Spanx because it becomes second skin now, and you plop down on the bed and you feel so expansive. Oh my God, you feel like part of the bed and the mattress because you've removed all of those restricting tight clothes, right? That's exactly what it feels like when you first leave the dimension of the earth. You expand into the greatness and the bigness of your soul. It's very big. It's not confined to this little body and to this limiting earth over here in the physical world. So when you get to the other side, you're automatically taking off your big giant Spanx. However, just like over here, the next day after the affair, you have work. And you got to get up in the morning and drag yourself out of the bed because now you're sore from the partying that you did the night before. And now you're tired, you're exhausted, but you've got to keep moving forward and growing. And so the work continues. You look back and you start thinking about the things you did at the party, the things you did down on earth. You're going, oh my gosh, I hurt my daughter, I hurt my son, I hurt another person. Look at them down there, they're sad, they're upset. I got to help them. I got to send help to them. I got to learn better. All of that is what transpires there. So heaven is within you wherever you go. And there's learning and there's a sojourn there, just the same as there's a sojourn and journey here. So that's what it really is like. It's very funny, Deb. I got to tell you, I work with a lot of people who are suicidal. One lady called me. She was so suicidal, and I told her this whole story about the other side. And then she turns around and she says, oh my God, I can't believe you just disillusioned me out of committing suicide. Now there is no better place for me to go. And I said, sorry, honey, you're going to have to make it here.
Right now.
She was
now.
So upset. She was so upset I talked her out of suicide because it's just as bad there as here.
Well, you know, I love your sense of humor. Because, you know, the thing is, I think sometimes you have to disarm the fear and in all these things, and you have a great way of doing that with your sense of humor. But the idea that, hey, eternity begins right now, and I love how you say God says that kingdom is within us, and do the forgiveness now. Take time to think about your life now. Work on this right now. Think about what you're thinking about. And all of that really helps me. In an ironic way, as you said, you know, thinking about the other side and death actually helps me live and want to be more zealous and grateful for the life that I have. And I know that we have a lot of callers that want you to help them towards that end. Was there something else that you wanted to say before we took some calls?
No, I don't want anybody to think that I'm talking against what life is about. It's absolutely wondrous. It really is. The living as well as the other dimensions. It's beautiful. It makes it all worth it. A quote from a Jerry and Esther Hicks event. They're the ones who've written all the books about Abraham Hicks. Abraham is the trans spirit that comes through Esther. And at one of their events, there was a wise guy husband who came with his wife who really didn't want to be there. And at the end, it was Q&A, and he raises his hand. He says, I got a question for you, Abraham. And he presents, he says, if dogs are supposed to be so intelligent, why do they insist on riding in cars with their heads out the window only to get wind and debris blowing in their eyes? And Abraham turned around and said, well, sir, you actually asked the most profound and wisest question of the evening. They do it because it's exhilarating. So
exhilarating.
What he meant by that is life is exhilarating. To go from nothing to the highest that you are, to go from pain to total joy, to go from zero financing and living out in the street to being multi-billionaire, to go from nothing to everything is such an incredible, exhilarating experience that that's why we continue to do it on this side and the other side. It's the joy of growing and the joy of evolving. It's magnificent. And when I look back over 61 years, yes, I'm 61. Look at my pictures. I look fantastic, though.
You too.
Take my word
good,
for it.
Maybe Vincent.
Don't look at the pictures. Just take my word for it. When I look back over the evolving I've done, it's been such an incredible utopian feeling, a euphoria that I was able to do that. With the God force, I made the choices to make my life so blessed the way it is right now. And everybody can experience that. I am not special. I am just another brother and sister like everyone else here. And I try to use myself as an example and an inspiration so people can get to feel what that is like. And I came from being completely tormented, beat up every day in school, beat up at home by my parents because they were mentally ill, sexually molested by my cousin across the street and by the parish priest. And I went from that to being the spiritual teacher I am today. And everybody can do that, Deb. That's what I want to say before we take callers.
Wow. Well, that just blew me away. And thank you. You know, your humility in sharing all of this. I just hear so much hope in your voice. And, you know, we all have different struggles in life. I know I have my own. But to hear your story and to see what you're doing and your humility, I'm very inspired by that.
Thank you. And
all right.
I want to set a clear definition. You brought up the word humility real quick. Jesus was the one who was walking around saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. I and my Father are one. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. That was so much egoism in what he was saying, but he was considered the most humble man on the earth. And what made him humble wasn't by being quiet, wasn't making himself small. It was recognizing his greatness and ours too, because the rest of those sentences were, and so are you. So it's recognizing our greatness and our divinity and the greatness and divinity in everyone. That's what makes us humble.
I love that. Hey, well, all the great saints, they all said, you know, God, you know, we're nothing without God, but with God we're everything. So it's kind of an irony in all of that, but I'm glad that you brought that point up as well. I'm going to take calls, and I just want to make sure that we just take one question. How do you like to take calls? Because we have so many people, and I want to make sure that we get to everybody as much as we can. How do you like to set it up? How do you like to have people ask just one question and then
here's the thing. I would ask that your listeners do not ask me, well, what does Spirit and my guides want to say to me? No, you've got to take the time to dig deep down and ask the deepest, best question you can. If you could only ask one question that you know would completely transform your life, if you had the answer, that's the question I want you to ask, and nothing less than that.
Okay, beautiful. We're going to have to talk after, too. And also, you know, Vincent has a great website. You can get with him for readings. He has a cruise coming up in October 15th, and he's also on Facebook, as I said, and Twitter. And on Twitter, though, it's VG Believe. You're talking about animals. I have my Beju baby. I'm at Green Sky Deb, and I have my little Beju baby on there pinned. But anyway, we're going to go to 201, which is Rose in New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining us. What's your question for Vincent, Rose?
Hi, Vincent. You're so inspiring, and you have a great sense of humor. I was laughing so much. My question to you is, I'm single. What do you see with regards to my love life?
Well, Rose, thank you so much for recognizing that. You can only see it in me because it lies there with inside of you, darling. So I want you to know that. Rose, very early on in your life, I've got a father figure here that's talking to me, taking all of the blame for your lack of relationships with men or them ending. Even if the spouse wind up leaving, dying, it doesn't make a difference. It ended and left you alone. Daddy is taking responsibility of that because he didn't make you feel truly like a princess who deserved a knight in shining armor. So you need to go back to little Rose and you need to let her know that she deserves a knight. She deserves to be with somebody. You are a very intimate, loving person, very sensitive. But like I said, your unconscious core belief is I'm not lovable. I'm not deserving. You're not consciously aware of that, but when you put out that you want a partner, you're starting the energy flow, but little Rose is influencing it by saying, but I'm not lovable. And so nothing winds up being in front of you. We are people magnets. You actually have to push people out of our energy field because they're automatically there. So if there's not a knight in shining armor at your door right now, you're actually putting energy out to push them away. Be aware of that. Open up the field, not just consciously, but deep down, like I said, and you got a lover coming along before the end of the year, Christmas time. So enjoy your Christmas present, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Vincent.
You're very welcome, Rose. Take care now.
And connect with Vincent on his website, too, Rose. And thanks for calling in and waiting so long patiently.
Okay.
God bless, honey. Okay, bye. I love that. Yeah, it's like, why do we do that? Let's stop sabotaging ourselves. I know that I have that issue as well, Vincent. So it's funny how the callers seem to be bringing up issues that, you know, probably a lot of us are asking.
Oh, yeah, there's only four areas that people will ever ask me a question about. Relationships, finances, health, and vocation, because all of our lives fall into one of those four categories, and most people are suffering in more than one of them.
Yes. Oh, that this is true. 818, Brittany, you're in Los Angeles. You're speaking with Vincent. Go ahead and ask your question. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, this conversation is so exciting. I too am fascinated by the dying process. I was with my father. He transitioned to the other side, and he has come to me on several occasions. I guess I'm becoming more psychic because I can feel and experience him more. And I wanted to know if he had any messages from the other side, from a different perspective, that he can give me that can help me forward in my career.
Okay, Brittany. All right. This is a gentleman who wants to be very supportive of you. I'm definitely seeing I believe in you, I believe in you, I believe in you attitude coming from him, which is rare, actually. So it's the other reason why he's been around you. He's talking about moving your location to improve the opportunities of your career. So where in California are you calling from right now?
Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles area. Well, certainly there's lots of opportunities there, but for some reason he's not liking the energy and I'm not liking the energy. The first thing as you were talking I kept hearing is move. I believe there are other areas that you can increase your vocation. There seems to be a creativity and there seems to be a talent behind what you're doing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. But it's not that you need to leave the work area of the Los Angeles area. You need to leave the living area of Los Angeles because I'm seeing a lot of stress around you from that. So his message is basically get yourself in a better frame emotionally. Eliminate as much stress as possible so that you can open up the doors to opportunity and actually have that universe help you. Because right now I'm seeing a lot of stress around you, Brittany. Do you understand that?
No, not so much. I pretty much and to myself, and I'm doing my spiritual practice on a daily basis. So I feel peaceful.
Well, he's disagreeing, because if you felt peaceful, why are you asking me how to improve your career?
Well, I feel
it would
like
be improving by itself. So something's blocking
like...
it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Something is blocking it, and it's always us that's blocking it. It's never anybody else. It's not anything else. So if, number one, you need to be by yourself or on your own, there's something blocking that, because, again, we're supposed to be with people, and that would be feeding your business. People feed your business, all right, not take away from it. And so somewhere along the lines, you really need to get inside there and examine what's going on and the defense mechanisms you're putting up that's stopping it. So just, I would just assess that and do some internal meditation. I've got wonderful meditation series on my website that would be very helpful for you in order to really communicate with yourself and your soul. But I'd go in there, because you need to see some things that are blocking you that are emotional. Okay, Brittany?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You, Brittany.
And best wishes to everything that you do.
God bless you.
Thank you, Brittany.
Bye-bye.
You know, I can relate to Brittany, because I know for myself, and probably a lot of the other listeners, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. We don't understand that, you know, we think that everything's okay, but hey, why are we calling? Why are we asking? The very evidence that we're looking for more tells us that there must be that going on. In that aha moment.
Deb, that's very, very wise. That's very wise what you just said. That's extremely insightful. That's where I came up with the workshop, Stop Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable, because it's based on the understanding that people don't believe what they think they believe. Okay? So when somebody says, I'm peaceful, I'm happy, but basically I'm secluded and I keep myself away from everybody, why do we do that? And especially when you want your business to grow and flourish, the last thing you need to do is keep yourself isolated. You need to be out there with people. Plus, we're social magnets. So why on earth would we do the opposite of what's natural? And it's because something has hurt us. Something has caused a defense mechanism. And we've convinced ourselves that in this state of living, we're okay with that, when we're really not okay with that.
Mm. Yes, playing it safe can be very dangerous, and we're going to have to talk after, Vincent, but thank you so much for all that. Okay, 480, this is Mike from California. I'm not sure where in California you are, Mike, but thank you. Did you have a question for Vincent?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm in just north of the Ventura area, but Vincent, thanks for taking my call. Since I moved here in November, recently, an incredible amount of synchronicities of amazing people have crossed my path. A big-time publicist, she's introducing me to, you know, wants me to move forward and come out in regards to my spirituality itself, in regards to being a psychic and a medium. Also introducing me to a big-time realtor to go in that path as well, in a combination. And I just kind of want to get some insight on that.
Okay, I'll give you great insight on that. Being a realtor is great. It'll bring you some money. But if you're wanting to take a spiritual path and be a spiritual helper, they won't coincide. Both require a tremendous amount of energy. And here's the interesting thing, Mike. I definitely see the intuitive psychic side to you, that you need to open up and say, I'm a healer, I'm a helper, and choose that path and stop worrying about the money aspect, because I believe the only reason why you're going into the real estate aspect is to bring in the money, because you're doubting it and you want stability. That's the male side of you that's thinking, the left brain thinking, oh, I have to be practical at the same time. Practicality and spirituality are like oil and vinegar. They do not combine, because there is no such thing as practicality. We create and manifest everything. Anything you see that's practical out here is a total illusion. you can be highly successful and make even more money and be more stable in your passion, in your dream, than being in a practical mode. So I would be pushing you more towards the spiritual path and look for part-time or temporary work that will bring you in that money and security, but never put the emphasis on it. That would require way too much energy to focus on in order to become successful in real estate. So it will divert your energy away from your spiritual path of helping and your psychic ability there. Okay, you get that, Mike?
Crystal clear. And I just quit my kind of potentially real high-paying sales job to go back to wait tables to do this.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Mike, which is hysterical. Once you become a psychic and you start doing sessions for people, you'll get CEOs of major companies who are making a fortune and are miserable or have cancer, they have relationship problems, and they'll be calling you for help. So remember, money is not the answer. Passion is, and it will bring you abundance.
Yep. Amen.
Thank
you,
Mike.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. What's up with that? Wealth really has nothing to do with being truly rich, you know? It's like you think we all think that somebody else has the answer, or because they're pretty or they have money or this or that, that, you know, their marriage is better or their life is happier. But we really don't know. I mean, everybody's got a struggle with something, and it must be interesting in your work that you get to see all of that. So the illusion really is shattered.
It is, Deb. And the funny thing about it is this. You can be totally successful in money and any type of physicalness here on earth and still be a miserable, unfulfilled person. However, if you go after your dream and you fulfill your highest potential, you have more of a guarantee to be able to be abundant and have all the physical things you want. But you're doing it from the pure intention versus an insecure intention. Anybody who goes after the money and all of that, it's because they are trying to prove they're worth something. They're trying to attain power because they feel weak. All of those reasons. You always go after the wrong thing from a negative place, and you go after the right thing and a higher choice from a positive place.
Mm. So it really is important to have a little self-talk and communicating and prayer with God, saying, you know, let me be honest with myself. What is my motivation? Because if we don't have that sincerity of heart to do service, to really add love, to get to that higher vibration, if we're not doing something being detached from the results and more like, you know, planting the seeds rather than focusing on the harvest, you know, it loses its value. It sounds to me like you're saying that that's where the value is really in the heart, the condition of the motive.
It always is. And one thing I try to tell people that are in an advanced place and are ready to hear this, because this is an advanced philosophy. That's where I come from. I realize that I'm a part of and one of a new generation of luminaries versus the older ones that are still famous right now. They were to take us to one place, but it's not enough anymore. We need to go to a higher place of understanding. So that's where I get additional information. And one of the things that I have been enlightened with is that we weren't even supposed to incarnate on this earth in body to start with. It's like I tell everybody, when you go to Disney World or Disneyland and you have a great time there, do you move there? Of course, everybody's answer is no. I said, exactly. That's exactly what we weren't supposed to do here. It was a place for us to begin to experience our light away from the big source, God. It was a place for us to understand what we were capable of creating, but it was never a place we were meant to incarnate on and become physical and get stuck here. So we actually created a whole karma of coming down here, and we think we're supposed to be here, and so that we keep coming back. But eventually, and even in the book of Revelation, it was stated that eventually my children will overcome the earth, meaning will not need to be down there anymore, will understand who they are, because there's more dimensions from this point on. We're only in the third dimension. Edgar Cayce said there's 22 dimensions, and we keep coming back to the third one. I want to get on to the 22nd one. I don't want to worry about storms, earthquakes, tsunamis, and cancer anymore. So there is a way to grow out of it, but while we're here, that's what makes us get caught up in the physicality of the world.
You know, I love that. Do you find that, Edgar Cayce, he's fascinating. Do you find that, because sometimes I'll catch myself saying, okay, temporary housing, it's just temporary housing, you know, for an example, and maybe somebody can relate to this, I know that the more painful it is for me to detach for something, the more I'm able to detach, the freer I get. I know, for example, I've been trying to sell this house, and I've been going through years and years of all my family items, and things that maybe 2 years ago I thought I could never part with, now I'm just able to donate and so excited to have a happy home for. But it's almost kind of a metaphor for here on earth, maybe, like detaching, moving from a house and letting go of things and realizing that, you know, you're able to live more and have more if you can let go of stuff and not be attached to it.
You're spot on there. And the funny thing is, think about this for a moment. We have a hard enough time getting rid of mom's old dishes that she left us after she died. And we're going to hoard that and hold on to that for some sentimental reason. If we have a difficult time letting go of that stuff, how on earth can we let go of this whole world and move on? You know what I'm saying? So you're absolutely
right.
Wow, that's
going to be a tweet.
All examples of who we are. And it's so funny because people will tell me, when am I going to sell you? You brought up selling your home. So this could be some advice for you. People are always telling me, when am I going to sell my home? When am I going to sell my home? And I'll ask them, what things have you decided to keep in the home? And they list all of it. Oh, well, I got to keep this, and I got to keep this, and I got to keep that. And I said, well, that's the reason why you're not selling your home. Because if you're not willing to get rid of even those items, what makes you think you're actually willing to get rid of the home? You're psychologically and spiritually holding on to it. When you can say, so my friends that have told me, oh, by the way, I'm putting my house up for sale and everything in it. I'm not taking anything with me at all. I don't care. I can always get new. I want to move on. They sell their homes within a week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you for that. See, I needed that. I needed that. Did anybody else
yes, you do.
Need that? Because I know I did.
Yes, you do, Devin, and most people do. Let go of everything and the need for everything. There's not one thing in your home that's more valuable than you and your dreams.
Aw, I love us. And my Zuzu. I have my Zuzu with me because my Beiju passed on, but I have my Zuzu girl.
Oh, of course,
well, thank
of course.
You for that. Of course, yeah, and I'm going to call you for a reading later on as well, but Today's next person we have is 805, and this is Donna, and she's in California as well, but I'm not sure, Donna, where in California you are either, but you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Deb. Hi, Benson. Yes, I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Ooh.
Oh, I want to bad come up to Santa Barbara and doing an event. I'd love to come up there. I heard so much about it, and I'm just waiting for something to be set up. So maybe one day you can meet me in person. And this is Donna, right?
I would like that so much, yes.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your question, Donna?
I would like to know about a relationship coming in for me.
Okay, so when you ask coming in, it sounds as if it's not there yet.
Right.
Right. Okay, so now all the other relationships, and I'm going to repeat part of what I said earlier to Rose when she called in. It's based on your unconscious beliefs about yourself. But first of all, I'm being told you have a list of how you want your partner to, what you want your partner to live up to. Is that correct?
I did write a list, yes.
Yes, okay. So now I need you to take the list, hon, and I want you to cross out on the top of it what I want my partner to be, and I want you to write this, what I must be.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Attraction has nothing to do with another person. Nothing. Zero. Nada. It has all to do with you. And since like attracts like, your job is to make sure you live up to all the things you want in another person. And the reason why you've not gotten that is because there are some of those things on your list that you need to improve upon. That's number one. And believe you deserve to have that in a partner, number two. You really haven't. Again, there's scars inside of little Donna that believes she's not lovable and your relationships have fallen apart because of that. Or you will sabotage them. So it's your point and time in your life. Anybody who speaks with me, I am also the Big Leap psychic. And if you're so inspired to speak to me, it means that you're ready for big transformational changes. So you've got to do this work, Donna. Get rid of the list because you're also criticizing and judging yourself harshly. Because
yes,
you also tend to do that with others. You know, Archangel Michael says you're too critical. You're too self-critical. And you got to stop that. You understand that part?
Yes, I am very self-critical. And of course, you know, that stems from childhood and all that. And I guess I have to leave all that, let all that go. And,
well,
yeah,
it's not that you have to leave it. You have to change it because you have to understand that the upbringing came from people and the environment of those who were also scarred, who were also hurt, who had their own issues. And those issues always get passed down. So it had nothing to do with you, but you bought into how they were treating you. Because the two most important things that we learn from our parents is whether we're lovable and how to love ourselves. And that how to love ourselves pattern does not have to be positive. It can be negative. So the way you were treated, the criticism, I'm hearing lots of criticism, lots of not living up to expectations. And so you set that pattern for yourself. And honestly, Donna, you got to understand something. If you set it for yourself, you're going to set it for other people too and be critical of them as well. So you want to reverse the entire process by stopping with you. Stop being critical with you, and you will attract exactly who you are, which would be wonderful, loving, peaceful, and sharing, and beautiful. And you'll stop also judging and criticizing others as well and have a more harmonious life. You understand that part, Donna?
Yes, because when my full being is present, I have no judgment at all. It's love.
So get
everyone.
Your full being because it's beautiful. Even your half being is beautiful too. Accept all of it. Unconditional self-love. Understand that. And if you go to my website, I have an incredible lecture there called God, It's Not Working. Go buy it. The digital is only $10 and it's absolutely worth it so you can understand what's going on and what you need to do for yourself, okay?
Okay, what's your website again, Vincent?
It's VincentJenna.com, and that's G as in George, E-N-N-A. So Vincent, G-E-N-N-A.com.
Okay, well, dear. Wonderful. Well,
thanks
thank
for calling, Donna.
Thank you,
Vincent. Thank
you,
Donna.
Thank you, Deb.
Yeah. we got to really enjoy our own company first before anybody else can, right? I mean,
Oh, absolutely, Deb. And it's so funny because I do a relationships workshop. It's amazing. I haven't recorded it yet. Everybody's asking for it. It's called All You Need Is Love, Attracting and Maintaining Perfect Relationships. And one of the things I do talk about is that attracting relationships has nothing to do with another person. And then the other thing I talk about is so hard that I tell people I've removed all the sharp objects in the room so you can't throw anything at me when you hear the next part. So it's all self-responsibility. Everybody wants to blame everybody else. There's too many jerks in the world. This guy's an idiot. This girl is has too much baggage. Everybody wants to complain about everybody else and instead of taking care of the responsibility of cleaning your own closet, your own mind, your own hurts, and then you're absolutely guaranteed perfect relationships when you start doing that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You know, every single person that calls in, it's just like everybody's a gift. You know what I love about your energy is that every single person is a gift. It seems like every single person you connect with, you're grateful for. Every single person you're learning from, we're all helping each other be whoever we're created to be. And that makes everything a blessing. And, you know, really pointing the finger at somebody else, it really isn't about anybody else. Our life is between us and God, and we come from God. We go back to God. And, you know, when we take that out of it, it seems to be a lot, at least it sounds, feels more pleasant to me that way.
Yes, and here's the thing, the most important thing that the world needs to learn, especially at this time in life, we are all the same. Anything you hear me speaking, the reason why it's a gift to everybody, anybody who I'm talking with, is because all our problems and issues are the same and they come from the same problem. We do not love or believe in ourselves because the messages we received took that away from us. So the way we may respond to that may be different for each person, but the issue and the problem is all the same. And I do want to tweak something you said for your listeners and for you so that we're all on the same page. The way the God source created us was by becoming us. We don't go back to anywhere because we're already with God. We go back to us, and our goal is to evolve to our highest level as God. And again, I use Jesus as a reference because when he came down here, he came down here to teach us who we were, not who he was. And we made him the only living God because we did not want to believe 2016 years ago when he was here as an example that we can do what he was doing. And he said it, these deeds I do, you can do, and even more than me. So he was even telling us we're better than him. We're better than him. But we didn't want to believe that. We were in the middle of fighting with Romans, Roman killing us all over the place, leprosy and disease everywhere, poverty everywhere. And this man is telling us not only can we walk on water, we can heal the dead and have peace and love our enemies. We didn't want to believe that, so we made him into the only living God. But the truth is, exactly what Christians believe about Jesus is exactly who we are. So there's no place to go home to, which is why Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you, because you are God, and you must attach to that Godness in you with your humanness, with your spiritualness, to grow, evolve, and use all your gifts. So I just wanted to put that out there so everybody knows where I'm coming from.
Well, thank you for that. That's why you've been doing this for 30-something years, and I'm hosting the show.
There you go. Well, you'll always hear something
it's a lot
different
to, a
from
lot
me
to compliment.
Anyway.
Into the deep. I love it. Louise, I think from Georgia, I missed her, but I have a Skype caller. I don't know where this person is calling from because, you know, it comes up 111 on the switchboard. So what is your name and where are
hi.
You calling from because you're speaking with Vincent?
Hi, this is Akanksha. I'm calling from India.
India.
Yes.
Wonderful. I can pronounce your name again for me.
It's Akanksha.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Did you have a question?
Okay, I still didn't get that, but you don't mind that. Akanksha?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. Akanksha, what's your question, hon?
I've been looking to move to another country, like a job shift, and I haven't been hearing from them. It's been a long time. So I don't know how to go about it.
Okay, I didn't get the question. It's been a long time, and what is it that you want to do, Akanksha?
Move to another job in another country.
Another job in another country.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, Akanksha, I can tell you right now, are you living in India, correct?
Right.
Okay. You have to understand something. All over the world, there's different cultures, right? You're from an Indian culture. Cultures form out of a meaning of survival. Okay.
If you ever studied anthropology and the beginning of history and mankind, you would say that different cultures form their belief systems, their way of life.
It's all comes from a way of survival. Now, with each culture, is beautiful things, right? It gives different flavors to life. However, with each culture also comes the detriments, the problems. So not every culture has all the right answers because it didn't develop from something positive. It developed from trying to survive. One of the things of your culture that's so strong is family, number one, and connection, very, very powerful. And
Yes. It's
very hard to unconsciously break from that type of understanding. What I feel is a barrier for you is actually your family. There's a part of you that absolutely wants to do this and grow, but Akanksha, I'm feeling that the little girl inside of you is desperate to keep your family and actually fearful of not having emotional love and support in another country to be able to move on. So it's where you are and unconsciously. And remember, I'm saying unconsciously because in your mind, I know the human part of you wants to move on and grow. I mean, that's what many, many people from the Indian culture have done. We have a huge population in the United States for people who do that. But I've worked with a lot of the Indian culture and come to really feel and see that sometimes it's a ball and chain. It holds you back. So number one, you have to really go in there and make sure you don't feel guilty, that you don't feel you're disappointing anybody, that you don't feel you're hurting anybody. The guilt is what you have to remove. You're a very sensitive person, Akanksha, and you're a beautiful person. But you have to really believe that this is going to be a beneficial, wonderful move for you so that you get to experience yourself. Give you this little story about creation. Think of the God force, think of God as being the sun that's in the sky, S-U-N, okay, that big bright sun. Yes. And when it decided to create us, it divided itself into us, so it created a whole bunch of small suns. But while the suns were staying together, they never got to see their own light. They only saw the big sunlight. So together, we all decided with the God force to create this physical environment and universes elsewhere so that we can separate from the big light in order to discover our own little light. This is what you need to do, Akanksha, and you will create the opportunity then instantaneously. You need to be able to convince yourself you are worth discovering your own light. And it doesn't mean you are permanently separating from anybody. It means you're using the power of your family, the love that was given to you as best as they could, as a foundation to go discover your own light. When you have that in mind, you will stop blocking the opportunities, because I absolutely believe you've been blocking unconsciously the opportunities for a job and your ability to move out of your country.
Yes. Okay.
Does that make sense, Aculture?
Yes. Yes, it does.
All right. You go for it, girl, because you're a big light. And in the end, your family will absolutely be proud of you and love you, as well as the rest of your worldly family. So go for it, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Agosha. Big blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, how exciting. So many things that we do unconsciously that we don't know. I love all the callers. I know that we're out of time. I had somebody really quick in the chat room that was wondering, Jules 33, if she's going to be able to move in the next few months. Do you happen to see that at all, Vincent, for her?
She can move in the next few months. She absolutely needs to reassess where she was planning to move to, and it'll happen quicker. I'm not sure that her original spot is the best. There's another spot. She needs to truly meditate on it and ask for undeniable signs as to where to move. And as soon as that comes up, she will absolutely be able to move before the end of the year. I see that happening.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Well, you have been a real big avalanche blessing experience, and I have to thank our mutual friend, Susan Danz, who is the person that introduced me to you. For the people that didn't get a chance to speak with you or in the chat room, if we didn't get to everybody, best thing for them to do is to go to your website or to go to the cruise or to go to all of the above. How do you want them to connect with you?
Okay, well, I'm so glad you brought up the cruise. The cruise is going to be absolutely special with all of these unbelievable luminaries and mediums, and you'll be able to experience an entire week. Not only are we vacationing on one of the most gorgeous ships, Oasis of the Sea, but we're going to beautiful places while you're in the mode of growing and evolving in these classes. So that's just one thing, and people can go to cruiseintospirit.com, and if you're signing up, be sure to mention my name as a referral. But for more deepened information, and you can see all of my interviews on my TV shows that I've been on and other radio interviews by going to vincentgenna.com, and that's vincentgenna.com. There's so much information on there. I have a resource tab for all books I recommend. You can communicate with me that way. Certainly, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Vincent Jenna MSW, and communicate with me that way. Like the page, receive my newsletter. Anybody who's listening now who signs up on my website to receive my newsletter from today will receive a free lecture of mine called God and Your Ego Are One. It's an abridged version. It's an amazing piece about how the ego has been receiving the world's worst reputation when it's actually your greatest gift from God. So go and get that and be in touch and just keep growing.
Well, I just have to ask, you want them to go, because I'm looking at your website right now, to get that, they go to the contact page and just fill out the information on the contact page, Vincent?
No, to get the free audio, there's a link right on the side there that says register now for free audio. Just register and you'll receive that free audio.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, Vincent, thank you so very much for being a blessing. I know that I always say, I really enjoyed the radio show. I hope everybody else did. So thank you
very,
very
much. Well, you
know
what, Deb? You know, we can be a luminary, but then there needs to be people who carry the light around to others. And I consider you that carrier, that type of person who's willing to put us out there. So I want to let you know how much I appreciate you and thank you for inviting me to be on the show.
Oh, my goodness. Best People We Know Club. Love us. All right, everybody. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Appreciate you. So be sure you connect with Vincent. Go to his website, VincentGenna.com. Get the download. Connect with me at Debscott.com. Thank you. Go out and be a blessing, and you will be blessed. Bye-bye, everybody. Lots of love.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.